What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today as the Dubs played the Lakers last night in what was the most preseason basketball game of all of preseason. Steve Kerr talked about the rebounding problem and the lack of size for the Warriors. I might have somewhat of a fix for them. It's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Hope you all had an incredible Monday night watching some, what I call the most preseason of all preseason basketball games. Lakers and Warriors, and the best part is we get to see it two more times. I do not get it at all. I don't understand why the Warriors haven't played the Kings once in this preseason. If they were going to play a team four times, it would make sense that it's the Kings. They're just down the road. And if you're going to be spending days in L.A. playing an L.A. team over and over again, why not throw the Clippers in there once or twice? Instead, we have to watch Lakers-Warriors two more times before we get to the real stuff, but whatever. We'll get there eventually, I swear. I promise you. We better, at least. Because I'm losing it watching Lakers-Warriors. But it was disgusting, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But Steve Kerr has been talking about some of the problems with his team so far through a couple games. And he had a great quote about the offensive rebounding and just their rebounding in general. He said there have been 37 teams who played exhibition basketball, so 30 NBA teams and 7 international, were 36th in opponent offensive rebounding. I'm confident if we box out, we can pass Haifa, maybe even the Shanghai Sharks. So that's Steve Kerr obviously putting a little humor with the team's problems, but I promise you he is not very happy about it. No one should be. I'm not happy about it. It's been tough to watch. And it continued again against the Lakers, as it's gonna. But the problem is, look, if the Warriors are small. They're a small team. They're lacking size in the front court. They're lacking size in the back court, especially with Klay down. A lot of their threes should be twos, etc. And even Draymond and Eric Paschal are both about 6'7", 6'8". And I know, look, I know the whole new height thing and everyone's got to tell their true height, which I don't get because why are we measuring guys in their socks when they play in shoes? So, I don't mind having the numbers of guys in shoes. That's why Draymond is listed at 6'7", because shoes add about an inch and a quarter, at least, you know, at the combine. That's how it is. So, anyways, pretty small in the front court, and that's why a guy like Willie Cauley-Stein will help just to have his length. But as far as the rebounding is concerned, it's one thing to get out-rebounded by a bigger, stronger, more physical team. It's another thing to get out-rebounded just because you're indifferent, just because you're not making an effort to get the rebound. And sadly, that's what we've seen more throughout the first couple preseason games. Not a lot of effort out there, and that's one of the things that's going to be important to this team, not just on the boards, but in everything they do, is effort. Because this team is thin, you guys, and I know you're going to get sick of me saying it. You probably already are, but this team is thin. There's not a lot of depth, and one thing that they have to make sure that they lead the league in, and there's no real stats to quantify this, but they have to lead the league in effort because, you know, that's one thing they can control, one thing they can be good at with, you know, Alphonso McKinney on the team. And just being a thin team, not having depth, they have to lead the league in effort. They have to have more heart, more hustle, more effort than any other team to really get the most out of this team. Because as we saw in last night's game, which we'll get to in a minute, we'll try and break down as much of it as we can, that teams are going to be bigger and better than the Dubs. And depending on who is healthy and who isn't, who plays and who doesn't, there's going to be some tough nights. And last night was a glimpse of that. The Warriors are already going to have a lot to overcome this season, and their own effort, which they can control, should not be one of them. And look, I know it's cliche, like you can control your attitude and effort, and it's easier said than done, but that's something that they're going to have to do, absolutely have to do. As far as last night's game is concerned, Steve Kerr decided to sit both D'Angelo Russell and Draymond Green, which is something I had mentioned before, that he would probably opt to sit some guys pretty quick with three games left against the Lakers, including last night's. And he opted to sit D'Angelo Russell and Draymond Green for last night's game. So it was all Steph. Steph will sit out Wednesday, I believe, and Draymond and D'Angelo Russell will be back in. But one of the things that I noticed, everyone noticed, is something I mentioned in the preview column, or excuse me, preview episode I did yesterday, just the fact that this team is thin, and we don't know what the injury situation is going to be. So let's say we hit a spot where both Draymond and D'Angelo Russell are injured, and it's just Steph. Yes, Steph has the ability to go for 40 or 50 and carry a team, but he also has the ability to be average on a night. And on that night, the role players aren't going to be able to carry him. That's one thing we saw last night against the Lakers is these guys might be nice fits along Steph, Draymond, and D'Angelo Russell when they're playing great. But once you're having to ask the role players to do more than what they're probably capable of, then you get the result of last night, which was just sloppy, bad basketball. And let's say we're in a situation where it is D'Angelo Russell and Draymond both being out. Guess what teams are going to do? Double team Steph. Throw everything at Steph, which the Lakers did a good amount of last night, which was kind of surprising, but not especially, only surprising that they would do it in the preseason. But Lakers are trying to, quote-unquote, like, make statements or something. LeBron sure made a statement before the game. I'm not touching that. I'm not going anywhere near that. I think you all know exactly what I'm talking about, so I'm just going to leave that one there. But last night, yeah, it gave a glimpse of how tough it's going to be if there are any injuries. And you know what? We'll see what happens Wednesday when D'Angelo Russell and Draymond play and Steph is out. But I think it's going to be equally as hard because Draymond is great at being Draymond. But once Steph is out, who's the main offensive? Who's the main scoring threat? It's D'Angelo Russell. There's still only one scoring threat out there. So they'll be able to focus on him. And I don't know. It speaks to why I'm a little pessimistic about this season. Just because if any injuries happen, man, it's going to be tough to overcome. It's going to be real tough. We are going to make a serious effort to try and break down some of what we saw in last night's game in just a minute here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. But first, Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off your total purchase of $3.99 or more at Indochino.com when entering the code LOCKEDON at checkout. That is code LOCKEDON. The Dubs played the Los Angeles Lakers for the second out of four times this preseason. And yes, I'm going to keep mentioning that they are playing each other four times because it's ridiculous. But they played them for the second time last night down in L.A. at the Staples Center. And it was not good. D'Angelo Russell and Draymond Green both were rested last night, which opened up the starting spots for Jordan Poole and Eric Paschal, which, okay, intrigued. Let's see what they got, see what the kids can do. Both had good games against the T-Wolves, a couple nights ago. So why not? Why not see what the two rookies can do? And we got a performance that I think we should expect some of these out of them throughout the entire year. Where, like I mentioned, after they beat the T-Wolves, that it was a great game from them. They played well. But we can't expect that from them every single night because they're rookies. Jordan Poole was the 28th overall pick. Paschal was a second rounder. I think we'll get good things from both of them this year, but Jordan Poole started, I think, 0-5. Pascal was having a ton of trouble finishing over length, which, you look, we can make fun of the Lakers for a million different things, and trust me, I will. That's a big team. They're long. They're large. I mean, JaVale, even with his deficiencies, you can't teach that height and length that he has. Dwight Howard, like, I'm sorry, yes, he's the punchline of a ton of hilarious jokes, is also a Hall of Fame basketball player. So it was tough going for the two rookies. And look, it was tough going for everyone, honestly. Steph had himself an average game. He was 6 of 17 on the night, 3 of 8 from 3, 17 points. And that's kind of what one of the points that I'm making is that the Warriors, when Steph isn't great, especially with the other guys out, it's going to be really tough for them to win. I thought it'd be interesting to see with Jordan Poole starting, get a look at him in that Clay role coming off screens and things like that. And he did it. Could not knock down shots. He seemed to be a little sped up. Even in the games he played well, he seemed a little sped up. So, you know, maybe he just needs to slow down just a little bit. But, again, maybe not, because it looked similar in the game against the Wolves where he was hitting everything. So, hard to really say, but maybe he does need to slow down. Now I'm just contradicting myself left and right. I'm sure if he was knocking him down, I wouldn't have said anything. So, there you go. Marquese Chriss started again. He was fine. Not one of his more stellar games, which is part of why I was a little upset about D'Angelo Russell sitting, is part of his appeal is the pick and roll with D'Angelo Russell. But he did have some nice defensive plays. He was active. But again, Marquese Chriss, even though he fits better than, say, Spellman, it's not like Marquese Chriss is 7'2". He's 6'9", 6'10", tops. So that's where Willie Cauley-Stein and Kevon Looney will come into play. Just Willie Cauley-Stein is the only 7-footer that they have. He's a very large human. Kevon Looney, I know he's 6'10", but has great length with his wingspan. So those will help. But right now, this is just a bad matchup for the Warriors, whether it's Spellman or Chris at the five, just because the Lakers got a ton of length. They sure do. It was sloppy. It was really sloppy. Like, players were running into each other. Just kind of, everyone was a little too excited, it seemed, on both sides. There were 16 total points scored in the first 6 minutes. Dub scored 6 of those. So it was not the prettiest. In my notes, I just have ugly, but drives home the point about any missed games by the All-Stars. That those are going to be major detriments to have guys missing games, have All-Stars missing games. I will say Alphonso McKinney had his best game so far of the preseason. He was active, knocked down a 3, was good in transition, did what he could defensively. It helps. It helps him in his case. Again, I think the most ideal situation is the Warriors being able to trade Amari Spellman and hang on to Marquese Chriss. But we'll see what happens with that non-guaranteed contract that Alphonso McKinney has. Jacob Evans has been solid again. He knocked down a 3, put up some other buckets. It's just good to see him active and confident offensively. Because that was the biggest part last year, was he just didn't, he'd rather be invisible on offense than do anything. So his improvement throughout summer league in the preseason is a major positive for the Warriors. Because one, they're going to get something out of one of their former first round picks, and they need it too, because they are so thin. So if the 3-point shooting can continue to ascend, that would be huge. Not that he's going to be a 40% 3-point shooter, but, you know, if we can get 35% from Jacob Evans this year, man, that would be major. That would be major. Damian Lee had himself a nice game. Struggled from 3, but was active in other ways. He was getting to the hoop, hitting that mid-range. I just still can't believe that he's on a 2-way and didn't get a full roster spot. But that's neither here nor there. Now, I did mention Jordan Poole's struggles in this one, but what I didn't mention is he's a gunner. He is a no-conscience-having gunner. He's going to keep shooting regardless. If he's 1 of 10, he's the next 10 are going up. You know, there's nothing that's going to stop him. I mentioned the struggles of him and then the other rookie, Eric Paschal, who was really struggling to finish over length. His jumper wasn't falling. Similar to Omari Spellman, who is getting an opportunity, man. And as a jump shooting big, you got to knock down jump shots, which he just has not been able to do throughout the preseason. Glenn Robinson was also solid. He has, again, it's tough to say in two games, but in the two games that he's played, he's looked like a solid role player. And, you know, starters can be role players too, even if because he started these last two games. So at the very least, I think he's going to be a contributor. It's too bad we haven't seen anything from Alec Burks in the preseason just because of his injury. But again, as they're trying to figure out this roster, like, is there a team that'd be interested in Alec Burks? Maybe that's who they move on from, which would be too bad because of the fact that he rescinded his, well, he didn't rescind it. He had accepted a contract offer from OKC before they had traded Russ and PG and then decided to sign with the Warriors instead. But like that's basketball, man. He might be moved on from, but I don't know if there's any interest in. I'm just speculating here, pure speculation. So as far as last night goes, like I said, it was the most preseason of preseason games. None of the stars really played. I mean, Steph obviously did, but didn't do much. And then on the other side, you know, Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee hit a lot of free throws. They went to the line a bunch. It was ugly. I'm glad I'll never have to watch it again except for on Wednesday. And then one more time this preseason, and then the regular season will finally start. One more thing I want to talk about before I get out of here is injuries, and not just injuries to the Warriors, and we're going to do that in just a minute. So Kyrie Irving has a facial fracture, and I believe they said he's prone to them, which that sucks. That's got to suck to be prone to getting your face broken. I also want to mention, I think I said on a previous podcast that Anthony Davis had a fractured thumb. It's actually just a sprain, and he's going to miss some time. I think he's day-to-day. They didn't really give it a timeline or anything, but I just wanted to correct that. But the reason I'm mentioning that is because I've talked about injuries to the Warriors and how detrimental it is to them and their team and their playoff hopes and et cetera. But you got to factor in injuries on other teams too. With Anthony Davis, let's say Anthony Davis, let's say it was a thumb fracture and he was going to miss a good amount of time. Then what do the Lakers have? The Lakers basically have last year's team, but without Lonzo or Brandon Ingram or Josh Hart or a bunch of draft picks to try and upgrade the roster. If Kyrie goes down in Brooklyn, they don't have KD yet. They still have some nice pieces, but I mean, is that a playoff team still? I mean, maybe in the East. But just as I have talked about with the Warriors and their injuries and the small margin for error with them, you know, injuries can strike any team. And as I've said that I don't expect all three of the All-Stars to play all, you know, 82 games, it's got to be similar for the stars on other teams. I mean, look at the Clippers. We already know Paul George is going to be missing time. Going to miss probably a month at least to start the season. Kawhi Leonard, I'd be shocked if he ever plays 65 games again in his career. Now that he's got this, you know, load management, he's managing his loads now. Like, it's just different. But I still do think that the team that has the biggest gap between their stars and their role players is the Warriors. I do think an injury to one of the Warriors' stars hurts the Warriors more than an injury to another team's star. I think this season is more dependent on the All-Stars, three, four of them when Klay gets back, than it ever has before. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to come back for more Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.